Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made right here in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stockpot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stockpot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with a versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supplies limited, so order yours now at proclamationgoods.com.
Well, Holly, the summer is getting near, if not already here. Some days we've had already very warm temperatures and then gets cool again. We're going to deal with that summer heat for you and your garden. And I think before we get started with your garden, we should talk about you as dealing with the summer heat. It's not that you may not, it may be warm. Let's see, how do I say this? We're all getting older, so it's more difficult to deal with the heat than what we once thought we could as a younger age. I guess that's a better way of putting it.
Sure, I guess. I mean, you could say that, or just...
Because you talk to people, I don't remember it ever being this hot. Well, we were all younger, and we were more...
Well, actually,
I'm fine.
It technically has gotten hotter
climate but change. You understand what my point...
I understand what you're saying, yes. I remember when I was a kid, it was probably the same temperature.
Well, when you were a kid, we didn't care.
Well, right, we didn't care. That's the thing, is you don't pay attention to that stuff, and then you become more self-aware, and you're like, okay, now I have, you know, sweat dripping down my back, and it's uncomfortable, and I hate it, and yeah.
Well, so, I mean, you and I've qualified this many times, not on the air, but you would not make it on the farm.
No,
you're not a farm girl. No,
not at all.
You couldn't handle the baling or any of that moving cattle.
I'm a city girl.
You're a city girl, but we still need to deal with the heat.
You couldn't handle the city. I had to teach you how to drive in the city, and it's still questionable.
Yeah, okay, so anyway, let's deal with the heat for us as gardeners, or people who may not be gardeners, but we just like to be outside on the patio, porch, deck, in the woods, whatever the case is. We need to think about what we are going to wear, Holly.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to wear loose-fitting clothing is one. Two is natural fiber, so like cotton, linen. They even have clothes made with like bamboo now.
So what would be like a material that you would let go, don't wear that? What are we talking about? The synthetic?
Like a polyester synthetic.
Things that don't breathe.
Right, things that don't breathe. Now, if it's wicking, that's a little bit different than like something like a more staunch polyester. And one really good thing to invest in would be something like a merino wool. And you're thinking, isn't wool scratchy and hot? But merino wool is actually nice and light, and it can help keep you warm, and it can also help wick moisture away from you to help keep you cool.
Okay. Kind of like a natural air conditioning?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
In a way. So that's an option for you. It's not super cheap, but it is a good investment. So if you are maybe going to be spending some time outside in the heat, you may want to, you know, put together a little outfit.
Well, that's the thing. You know, with our sponsors, with anything in life, if you buy the El Cheapo stuff, you should expect it not to last long and doesn't perform the way it was meant to perform. You put a little money, a little investment into it. Most of the time, that stuff gives you a good amount of time of work out of it. Let's talk about drinking water here. We just don't – clothing is one thing, but hydration is another.
Right. You absolutely want to make sure you are drinking –
and a beer is not hydration.
No. You want to make sure you are drinking plenty of water. And if maybe you are enjoying some cocktails, you want to try to drink some water between each cocktail, because it does help keep you hydrated as much as possible. Another thing is that if you are feeling a little woozy, maybe you're in the sun somewhere, if you get to shade, that will help a lot too, especially during the peak of the day.
There's a saying, and one of the European allotment YouTubers uses it, do a little, but do it often.
Right.
And if you think you're thirsty, you already are thirsty, and you should have been drinking water already. If you think, well, I need a drink, you should have already had one.
Right.
And we all fall into this. It's not just, Holly and I stay hydrated all the time. This is a universal. We're all together in this group talking.
Yes. Another thing is to always think about sunblock. I know people might only think about sunblock if they're going to the pool or like an amusement park or something like that. But even if you are just spending some time outside.
The sun's not discriminatory.
No, it's not. So even if you are spending time outside in your yard, just relaxing, hanging out with your children or neighbors or whatever, you still want to consider wearing sunscreen.
Even on cloudy days.
On cloudy days, yep. And then even on your, make sure you get something for your face. If you do sweat a lot or if you are, you know, if you are at the pool and you're getting in all the water toweling off, that does towel the sunblock off, so you want to reapply.
I'm sure there's organic and inorganic sunblocks. We've not dove into that.
There's all types of sunblocks. Right. You can definitely do your own research. You know, it's really up to you. It's
right.
Like, do you want a chance maybe a little bit of it getting to your from your skin into your organs? Your liver was probably going to detoxify it versus, you know, just burning your skin and,
right.
and causing
a little vitamin D or sunburn. There's a balance there.
Right. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Definitely, you know, the hydration. And maybe you don't have air conditioning in your home, then you want to, on the really hot days, like the heat, what is it?
Index.
Index days. Consider going to the library.
Wet rag around your neck makes a big difference.
Yeah, that too. There's all sorts of articles that came out, especially when in the Pacific Northwest they had that heat wave last year that talks about how to keep your home cool and yourself cool without air conditioning. And one of the tips was definitely like leave the house during the day. And definitely if you can prevent opening the windows during the hottest time of the day, it seems counterintuitive, but you're not letting that heat in. And then also, like you said, a wet rag, airflow, and then just making sure that you are, if you don't need an appliance plugged in, appliances do put out a lot of heat without you realizing it, and you can unplug it and leave it out.
Well, let's talk about the garden. Watering, if you don't water your garden, you shouldn't garden because you're just going to have a desert. Or even a desert has more moisture than some people's gardens by the time the season's in because they don't water. There's many devices in which you can water. You can use the old-fashioned watering can. You can use a water hoop, sponsor the show. DripWorks has irrigation, timer, or manual, sponsor the show. Tree Diaper, sponsor the show. Also works around vegetables and shrubs, trees, anything that needs hydrated. Tree Diaper, as you've heard in the program before, it's you don't need no pipes, hoses, or anything. It naturally absorbs and then releases the water as it needs. Any means of watering, consistent watering, and keeping that soil damp like a sponge. How do you do that on a really hot day? Utilize mulch. Mulch holds the moisture in. It does suppress some weeds. Mulch can be anything from shredded paper to weed fabric to plastic fabric, a weed barrier. Don't recommend those, but those can be done. Chemical-free, seed-free grass clippings, straw. If you have leaves left over, even we have done is weeded the garden and threw the weeds on the ground and let them dry out, but they add a barrier to the soil. That's the key. Preventing having some kind of barrier between the soil and the air to hold that moisture in. So mulch, mulch, and mulch is the key to all of this. Now, it depends on the growing season. Usually early in the spring, late in the fall, you don't need to worry as much about hydration. But there are times in both seasons and including summer where it just doesn't seem like you can put enough water on the garden. It's drying out quicker than you can get the moisture to it. With that mulch, that will fix a lot of that problem and keep the soil cooler, which means the root zones are cooler, which means the plants are a bit more able to produce. There is a time in which the ambient temperature reaches a certain temperature that the plants, tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, do, and I think cucumbers, do quit producing because it's too hot. It just kills the pollen. So there is times in which you have zero control over that. Now, gardeners, more predominantly in the southern portions of the United States, will look at using shade cloth. Shade cloth is basically what that means. It is a woven black fabric that repels sunlight. And there is different densities of it or shade percentages from 50 to 70. You can pick whatever you want. And they will make a canopy over their gardens and plant the more sensitive plants in that area and then apply the correct shade fabric to allow certain amount of light in, but you know, hold out the heat, kind of protect the plants that way. So that is also another way in which you can deal with the heat. More about you right now, making sure, because if you're not healthy and hydrated, your garden doesn't have a chance. There's no reason to go out there and try to, oh, I'll make it. You got to be good and at least 85%. Otherwise, you can't. It's not going to work for you.
Right, absolutely. And you're also, if you go out there and you think you have to do all the things and do it in the high heat of the day, you're just going to get tired and frustrated and you're not going to enjoy yourself. So we want you to be mindful, take breaks, drink water, enjoy gardening, and make it the best for yourself.
Right. And Walton's is also mindful of you. They've offered a coupon code and they have everything you need in order to cook and or process the animals in which you harvest or hunt or fish for. Walton's has everything but the meat.
Yeah, we are brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's Inc. Listen, we know you care about your where your food comes from. Canning and preserving fruits and vegetables is great. But what about the meat? At waltonsinc.com, you can get all the equipment, seasoning, supplies to make sausage jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards. Do you want to make snack sticks that people will actually like? Walton's created meatgistics.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. Walton's even has a full line of their own meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers, etc. to help you go from animal to edible. You can use code GROW50 to save 10% off your orders of 50 or more and get free shipping. That's waltonsinc.com. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.